WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump tried comedy last night at a Catholic Charities event in New York City.
Trading the rally stage for the comedy spotlight. Former President Trump headlining the New York Archdiocese annual Al Smith fundraising dinner. Glad to be there voluntarily.
These days it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
And ribbing Vice President Harris, who didn't appear in person.
I understand the real reason that she's not here is she's hunting with her running mate, spending a lot of time hunting.
Harris instead spending the day in Wisconsin hunting for votes. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The Supreme Court of Texas put a stop to the execution of Robert Roberson for the shaken baby death of his two-year-old daughter in 2002. Critics say the conviction was based on flawed science. The Yonhap News Agency reports South Korea's spy agency finds North Korea will send troops to support Russia's war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. Hyundai recall, the automaker telling owners of nearly 1,600 Nexo hydrogen fuel cell vehicles from the last six model years to park them outside and away from structures. A pressure relief valve can break and cause a hydrogen leak, which can lead to a fire. No reports of fires, and you can still drive the vehicles. Owners to be notified starting December 10th. Dealers will replace the device. Demand for electric vehicles isn't as brisk as it was a few years ago, but still growing.
New data shows electric vehicle registrations are up 18% from a year ago for the month of August. That means EVs now account for 8.6% of the light vehicle market, according to S&P Global. Tesla commands 46% of EV sales, but that number was 51% a year ago. The company's market share is shrinking amid new competition from Chevy, Honda, and Kia. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Clemens.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what is joy and how do you find it? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. We'll take you to one place with joy in its name, the joy of music and more.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild subbing in for Dom Salvia on the next show. I'll be joined by firebrand Scott Ross, who's always fun to listen to. I hope you'll tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The beautiful weather we've been enjoying around Wisconsin is going to stretch into the weekend. Yippee! Welcome to a Friday, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee, tickled to have you along with us. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We're going to get weather details with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes or so. But I think I can deliver some of the good news right now. Daytime highs today expected to be around 68 under sunny skies. Winds may still be a little noticeable out of the south, 5 to 15 miles an hour. But remember, yesterday, Stu told us that's part of the reason why we're staying so mild. Saturday, sunny and 72. Sunday, sunny and 78. Monday, sunny and 76. I do not see a chance of rain in the forecast until at least midweek next week. You know, that's good news for a lot of Wisconsin farmers that are still trying to finish up the harvest, maybe get started with fall tillage. But man, oh man, when you've been racking up the hours that a lot of our farmers have, you are near exhaustion. So some FFA members from South Central Wisconsin decided they want to try to help. They are out delivering meals to the fields where farmers are working. Ben Jarboe's got that story for us. Up next, the latest update on the Pure Prairie poultry situation in western Wisconsin. Stand by.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful, exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Appleton and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. It's a complicated situation for about 11 farms, as we know it, in western Wisconsin that were contracted to produce chickens for Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Pure Prairie Poultry suddenly shut down its processing facilities and now are in the court systems trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills. That leaves those farmers that were in charge of those birds on the hook, not only for delayed payments for feed and their services, but now no money to continue feeding or caring for their birds. What can the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection do? Well, their hands are tied. Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, joins us to explain. Randy, explain what's going on.
Thanks, Pam. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. It's, you know, obviously this is a really unfortunate circumstance. We have a situation where a business from out of state failed And as a result of that business failing, it's affected farmers in three states, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And that's really unfortunate. Obviously, we care about the farmers. We care about the agricultural businesses that are supporting them. And of course, we have to be concerned about the humane treatment of animals. So that's the unfortunate circumstance that we're all trying to work through right now. And you know, we're a couple weeks into this, Pam. We heard from Pure Prairie Poultry September 30th. That was the first time we heard from the company, saying that they'd entered bankruptcy. And apparently they had entered bankruptcy about a week and a half before that. And this, the first that they had contacted us was September 30th. Well, then the next step is that this affects contracted growers here in Wisconsin. It affects the animals that those contracted growers here in Wisconsin are caring for. And just like it is in Minnesota and Iowa, where the company is based. So, that's the situation that we learned of, and ever since then, we've been working within our agency to try and find, make sure we're clearly understanding what our authorities are here at DACIP and how we can try to help the situation.
How big is the situation, Randy? What do you know about the number of impacted farms and the number of birds now that need to find new homes or something to resolve the situation?
Yeah, the CEO of Pure Prairie, when he contacted us initially, indicated that there were currently about 11 flocks with a little more than 476,000 birds in Wisconsin. And those birds, from what we learned from the company, were about equally split between breeders and broilers, or meat birds, is a fair way to understand it. And what we've done, Pam, is so that's what they told us, and they gave us names of contracted growers, but no other contact information. So we've asked multiple times from the company to try to get that information. How can we get a hold of those farmers, and how can we connect them with resources from the DACIP Farm Center? Because we want to be able to talk to them and understand that they have the ability to have financial consultation or mental health assistance through the Farm Center as a confidential service to them. And we haven't gotten that specific information from the company. So we have done the best to talk to farmers that have been in contact with us to know that the Farm Center is a resource available to them. But, you know, to reiterate something we talked about on the front end, Pam, you know, we've looked really hard to find what resources are available to DACIP, and we have no authority to take possession of the birds, to euthanize the birds, or to feed the birds, unlike what it might have happened in a couple of other states. The only instance that we have authority to depopulate animals in Wisconsin is if there is an animal disease emergency, which this is not. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance, and DACIP doesn't have the authority to take possession of those birds, feed them, or depopulate them.
Now, DACIP does have authority in different arenas of Wisconsin agriculture to try to step in and mitigate some of these losses, Randy. Explain for people a phrase that many of us know already, the producer security rules that DACIP operates under. Tell me more about that and why this situation doesn't fit that square box.
Yeah, so under current law, Wisconsin does have a producer security program, and that is in place for dairy, vegetables, and grain. And long ago, when this law was created by the legislature, it was specifically set up to be in instances of dairy, vegetables, and grain where there was a default or a bankruptcy. It set up a program so, in effect, could, if not make the producers, it could give the producers some financial assistance while they're standing in line through this bankruptcy proceeding. And it's a safeguard for the producers who are in that program. Now, it is, in this case, for Wisconsin, for dairy, vegetables, and grain, and it does not cover livestock. And I don't know what year it was that the legislature put that into place, but livestock were not included then, and they're not currently included now. That's why when we get to talking about our authority to intervene in this particular case, our statutory authority to feed, take possession, or depopulate those animals is not there for DACAP.
Randy Romanski, along with us, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So you mentioned, Randy, about trying to make sure those producers you are able to contact know about resources. You alluded to the mental health counseling available. Are there other services that DACAP can provide within your purview of authority besides mental health counseling, or is that kind of it so far?
Something to remind people is the DACAP Farm Center provides confidential service. So if anybody has any concerns about that, when and if you call, you're talking to somebody who's providing service to you confidentially. So I did mention mental health services. That's clearly something. This is a challenge. I mean, farmers care about their animals, no matter what kind of animals they are. Our agency, our animal health staff, cares about making sure that animals are healthy and treated humanely. We all care about these things, and that's a stressful situation. So we want people to know that mental health counseling access is available. The Farm Center also provides financial consulting for those who might have some interest. If somebody's having some questions, some concerns, we have staff here, many of whom have worked in agriculture and or lending. So we can provide some assistance there. The other thing that we've been able to do, Pam, is to make sure that that people have a contact for packers and stockyards at the federal level, so they can call basically and kind of get in line for that process as well, so that they, as this situation progresses, hopefully there's a way for farmers to get some sort of compensation or return for what they've had to do to put into the animals and the flocks. Right. The other thing that I would say too is, and this is just more connecting the dots. So we've provided information for the company on how and where to go about donating and processing birds if that's something that they're interested in doing. We've talked to farmers to ensure that because this is a complex situation, deals with a company from another state, it's in bankruptcy court, just to make sure farmers are feeling that they get the protections they need. They may want to consult with an attorney because this is a really unique and complex situation with this business failing the way it has.
Yeah, very unfortunate, that's for sure. Thanks, Randy. Randy Romanski, again, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, giving us the latest on the Pure Prairie poultry operation in Minnesota, going dark and literally now leaving our farmers, about 11, as we understand it, flocks in Wisconsin that are now solely the responsibility of that farmer. One thing I will tell you is many of these farms have started to coordinate efforts online through social media to literally give birds away because they are under contract. They cannot sell the birds, but many of them are giving the birds away to people that can care for them for a donation or simply for free. You'll have to do the search on social media looking for those farms on your own. From Madison with Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski, I'm Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, AJD.
Dylan.
I love what you're doing with this Dylan Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families, us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Chris Alfheim, candidate for State Senate District 18. We'll be talking about Northeastern Wisconsin politics and why your vote matters.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Indy is yesterday, and those temps are able to really warm up. Way above normal by Sunday and Monday as well. A little cooling after that and maybe some rain. Keep your fingers crossed. Late Tuesday on toward Wednesday, mid part of next week, that's a possibility. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast for the weekend.
All right, the Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Sunny skies, very fine. Maybe in the mid-70s in the far mid-60s, upper 60s in the south. The south winds about 5 to 15 today. Overnight clear, upper 30s, low 40s. Sunny tomorrow, and we push further up into the 60s, some 70s possible. Southwest breezes, mid and upper 70s Sunday, very mild. A little cooler Monday, Pam. Like I said, keep your fingers crossed. Late Tuesday, maybe a little rain.
Ah, that would be wonderful. All right, my friend, you'll have the whole team on the board next week. I'll be on our farm tour out east. People can follow along and see some of the pictures. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. Hopefully the colors are beautiful out there at this time of the year.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. All right, buddy, take care of yourself. We'll catch up with you when I return.
All right, see you down the road.
All right, Stumach Ag Meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner. Agriculture and rural lifestyles. You can find more at compeer.com. An update on that poultry story coming.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In separate rulings October 16th, courts in Alabama and Nebraska sided with voters over zealous state officials, protecting the right to register and vote in the 2024 election. In August, the Alabama Secretary of State announced a purge of registered voters who had or once had a non-citizen identification number issued with a federal green card as a legal resident alien. But many of those registered are now naturalized citizens. A federal district court judge ruled that Alabama must halt that process and restore voting rights to those affected, citing longstanding federal law requiring purges to be completed 90 days or earlier from an election. The Nebraska Supreme Court rejected an attempt by the Secretary of State to subvert a 20-year-old state law allowing formerly incarcerated Nebraskans convicted of a felony to register and vote. Secretary of State Robert Enven cited an opinion by the Nebraska Attorney General that only the Nebraska Board of Pardons could restore that right. He directed election officials in July to ignore the law and stop registering those citizens. The state Supreme Court's reversal of that order affects as many as 7,000 returning citizens. Those already registered will automatically be restored, and those eligible have until October 25th to register in person. We have resources to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump tried comedy last night at a Catholic Charities event in New York City.
Trading the rally stage for the comedy spotlight. Former President Trump headlining the New York Archdiocese annual Al Smith fundraising dinner. Glad to be there voluntarily.
These days it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
And ribbing Vice President Harris, who didn't appear in person.
I understand the real reason that she's not here is she's hunting with her running mate, spending a lot of time hunting.
Harris instead spending the day in Wisconsin hunting for votes. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The Supreme Court of Texas put a stop to the execution of Robert Roberson for the shaken baby death of his 2-year-old daughter in 2002. Critics say the conviction was based on flawed science. The Yonhap News Agency reports South Korea's spy agency finds North Korea will send troops to support Russia's war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I love that. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On tomorrow's show, TJ Bowles and marvelous Ethan Matthews with Hybrid Wrestling joins us to talk about their Path to the Bash event coming up in Green Bay.
Plus live music from Heights Pub and Parlor. Brad Bordini.
Join us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general. In general. Let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking at break, too. All right. I happen to like
it's
you guys.
Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail, because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What happens when a woman votes for a man?
turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
Well, the blue and gold across the state of Wisconsin's been in action over the past couple of weeks. You know, harvest time is a busy time for a lot of farm families. It means that you don't really get a meal where you can sit down and enjoy it with the family. It's kind of a grab-and-go situation. For a lot of farmers that are working alone, even that is tough to manage. So some of our Wisconsin FFA, Future Farmers of America, what we used to call it, now it's FFA officially, they've mobilized to make sure that farmers are not going hungry. Ben Jarbo caught up with a couple chapters. We'll find out about that in just a moment. Welcome back, everybody. It's Farm Director Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report on this, the 17th day, make that 18th day of October. Let's see. On this day in 1867, Alaska became part of the United States. And now Russia says they're trying to take it back. We're just waiting to see what happens there. But again, it became a part of the United States on this day back in 1867. Seward's Folly, what they initially called it, because Secretary of State William H. Seward was the one responsible for making the purchase. On this day in 1967, police and student activists clash on the UW-Madison campus. Several officers were treated for injuries. At that time, when all the civil unrest started rising on the UW-Madison campus. And happy birthday today to Jean-Claude Van Damme, 64 years young, and now you know. As I said, harvest is a busy time for farm families all across the state. You don't necessarily put a lot of time and energy into thinking about what am I going to eat today. But as Ben Jarbo reports, some FFA chapters are thinking about that.
While farmers are out working hard in the fields, so are their local FFA chapters. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and across the state of Wisconsin, FFA chapters are giving back to their local farmers by providing them lunches. I was able to catch up with a couple of these chapters, with one being the Milton FFA. Advisor Stacy Skemp and Vice President of the chapter, Jack Boston, share what they are going to do to help feed their local farmers in this busy time of year.
So this Saturday, we will be delivering farmers' field meals in our local Milton area. We will be delivering hamburger meals. I don't know. We might have some extra goodies in there for them. But this Saturday, the FFA will be doing that.
How many meals do you expect to deliver through this event?
In years past, we've done 20 to 40, but this year we're going for around 70. So we'll be delivering to 70 different farms. So nice.
70 total people.
70 total people.
Yeah, and to feed these 70 farmers, how many students are involved in order to make all this happen?
Probably around 20. Kids are still signing up to help.
As a student, what has been your favorite part to be helping out with this meal program and provide these lunches for farmers during the harvest?
Well, for me personally, it's just because I know my dad's a local farmer and I always see him out in the field and we're always running low on food or you're hungry or you're tired. And just bringing them that little styrofoam thing of food really cheers up their day and really shows that we care about the farmers and how hard they're working this time of year. So it's just truly like it kind of brings the community together when you're connecting with these younger students in the FFA. And connecting to these usually older gentlemen out in the field with the field meals.
I also had the opportunity to talk to Waterloo FFA advisor Kennedy Farron, as well as students Drew Benninger, who is a senior, and junior Avery Skalitsky, on how they are taking on this project in their first year providing farmers with meals in Dodge County.
We're going to be going this week, Friday, October 18th. We're going to leave school at about 10:30, and we're going to go till about 2:30 in the afternoon and try to hit a bunch of farmers around the county.
How many farms are you expecting to go out and visit and deliver these meals to?
We're hoping about 15, maybe 20 if time allows, but 15 is going to be kind of our sweet spot number for the time that we have to be away from school.
With putting this together in the first year and going out and delivering these meals to farmers as students, what do you feel you are going to learn and take from this experience?
We like supporting the farmers that are out there working every day and also taking back while seeing that I'm also part of farming. It's nice that the kids come out and do that kind of stuff for the farmers as they're working hard in the fields.
With this being your first year, what was it like to spearhead and be the first to start this program with the help of Wiffles?
We took one day in our little last period of the day, and we gathered up as a group of us kids and kind of came up with some names of the surrounding farms, and we're able to collect a bunch of phone numbers and contact information. So we'll be able to contact somebody who's out in the field, and it wasn't too bad. It took us probably 30-35 minutes, and we were able to kind of round up a nice little list for us to go around and hit up.
The Milton and Waterloo FFA chapters are not alone in their endeavors, as all across the state there are FFA chapters giving back to their local farmers, whether it be with lunches or gift bags, to thank them for what they do. If you are interested in helping out with these projects or want to receive a meal while you work in the field, reach out to your local FFA chapter to see if they are participating in these events. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Yesterday in Madison, a unique alliance was introduced. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, and the Wisconsin Safety and Health Consultation Program. They came together in an effort to protect one of their most valuable assets, employees. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explains.
We're really excited to enter into an alliance with OSHA because dairy processors believe that their most valuable asset are the people who work for them, right? The people who work every day to make delicious, nutritious dairy products. It's critically important that we work with regulators as opposed to at odds with them. And for the past 2 years now, we've had a very open dialogue with OSHA about things like lockout, tagout, machine guarding, hazard communication. And what we've seen is a real reduction in the number of any even minor incidents within dairy processing facilities.
That's Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Their goal to share information on safety laws and standards and OSHA initiatives to encourage communication between OSHA and industry and try to put together innovative solutions and to develop resources for the dairy processing industry on common workplace hazards, worker rights, and employer responsibilities. Brand new alliance announced yesterday. Well, markets this morning in Chicago looking better than I expected. Right now, December corn and overnight trade is up a penny, actually 2 cents, at $4.09. November beans up a penny and a half now at $9.90. The wheat for December is up two at $5.91. March wheat is up two at $6.11. Big jump yesterday in our dairy markets. Barrel cheese went up eight to $2.01. The 40-pound block cheese, that was still down a penny and three quarters, $1.92.5. Double A butter gained 4.5 cents at $2.68 a pound. Remember yesterday, Ryan Yonkman with EverAg said, now we're going to start to see the Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl holiday demand enter into the dairy complex, and that might have been some of what we saw yesterday. Now, the Class 3 fluid milk for November, this is milk that goes into cheese, up 20 cents right now, $21.66 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk's up 14 at $21.63 a hundredweight. Just want to update you, courtesy of our talk text line, we're hearing from the president of the Trempealeau County Farm Bureau that all of those birds we've been talking about this week that were part of the Pure Prairie poultry shutdown in Minnesota but lived in Wisconsin, apparently all of the birds have been placed. A lot of local FFAs got involved. They'll be processing some of the birds, going as far away as Michigan. But it looks like as of this morning, all of the birds that were involved in that Pure Prairie poultry situation have found homes. Coming up next, is your home ready for winter? Is your barn ready for winter? Stand by for that conversation.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized. Making sure my family knows where everything is and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents. Keep them up to date. Put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Money, really important as we're in the harvest of 2024. I welcome in Jessica Milsna. She is one of our Focus on Energy advisors. A lot of folks, Jessica, have just continued rolling with the harvest because weather has been so good. But one item of equipment that they're really depending on now and will depend on going into 2025 is that grain dryer. Focus on Energy has got some great evaluation tools and money-saving opportunities for those folks with grain dryers, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, we covered these pretty in depth last time, but we just want to touch on them again, because as you're going through your harvest season and you're thinking maybe it's time for an upgrade, definitely talk to us when you get, you know, wrapped up with harvest. We offer $16 per bushel an hour of drying capacity. We calculate that using the 10-point moisture removal number for corn. And if you don't know where to find that, we can help you, or whoever you're looking to purchase the dryer from as well. Pre-approval is not required, but it is very much recommended. That way you know exactly how much money you're getting back and whether the project will qualify in the first place. And then, as always, natural gas and propane dryers are both eligible.
So again, if that's crossing your mind, an upgrade on that grain drying system, focus on energy should be part of the conversation. Likewise, we're wrapping things up in the Central Sands or with anybody that's got irrigation. As you get ready to put that system to sleep, you have opportunities with Focus on Energy, Jessica, to again evaluate that entire system and make sure it's running at optimal energy efficiency.
Yep. Maybe it's time now, you know, like as that irrigation system is winding down, get your service provider out there. We offer $500 per pump to get your pump assessed, and we'll cover up to 100% of the assessment cost. Your motor on that pump must be 40 horsepower or greater and operate a minimum of 500 hours per year. But there is money out there to do that. And then if your pump is a good candidate for a variable speed drive, you can get a 50% bonus on a variable speed drive incentive up to $2,000. That's an extra $2,000 you could get on that incentive. And those must be completed within 6 months of having that assessment done, no later than the end of the year. So we're winding down on days to get that done. So if that is something that is on your radar, make sure you get that in by the end of the year.
Okay, let's talk about those deadlines, because many projects that Focus on Energy was involved with in 2024 have been completed or are getting completed. You still need that paperwork done, Jessica, before those bonuses and benefits can stream back to the farmer agribusiness.
Yep, we can't pay you until we get all of your paperwork complete. We'll definitely help you with that, but just be mindful of the deadline. So if you put something in this year that was installed by December 31st of this year, we need your paperwork by January 31st of 2025. So just be mindful of that. Usually we have a 60-day deadline, but you may have a few less days to get that in, especially those December projects.
Now, Focus on Energy advisors like Jessica are happy to help not only you, the farmer or agribusiness owner, also happy to work with your trade allies as they kind of submit paperwork, aren't you, Jessica? I mean, you guys are always on the phone talking the language of those HVAC, those plumbers, those electricians. I mean, you know how to handle those trade allies and what you're looking for paperwork-wise.
Absolutely. We have close relationships with those trade allies, those dairy equipment dealers, you know, grain equipment, electricians. So we help you get the paperwork that we need to fill out your incentive application.
Yeah, they're good at taking that heavy lifting off your shoulders. I want to remind you again, some of these pieces of information you'll also be able to find and expand on at focusonenergy.com. Focusonenergy.com. Look under the agribusiness tab. If you need personalized help, they're happy to visit with you. Their toll-free number is 800-762-7077. 800-762-7077. And just like we get ready to put the equipment away after the harvest is done, Jessica, that also usually signals a change in the elements and more dependence on heating equipment. What do people need to know about incentives with heating equipment?
Yeah, just be mindful if that's something that you're looking at upgrading, or maybe you're looking at building this year. We do have a variety of incentives, so boilers, infrared heaters, furnaces, unit heaters, maybe in your shops or utility rooms. Those are all potentially eligible for both natural gas and propane equipment.
Excellent. Now, how are call volumes for the Focus on Energy advisors coming in right now, Jessica? I mean, usually people are a little distracted while they're in the harvest. What are you hearing? What kinds of interest are you hearing from folks now?
Yes, we're definitely ramping up. You know, there's some new construction projects out there that'll be closing out now before the end of the year. Those grain dryers especially, we're busy with those, closing them out towards the end of the year as people are trying to get that wrapped up either before harvest or, you know, before they're really getting in the field. So we're definitely get busier this last quarter of the year.
Well, and if you're thinking about something for 2025, you'd rather be involved sooner than later, right?
Of course, yep. If you're planning something for next year, talk to us really early in the process. We can help you select equipment that will qualify. If anything needs to be pre-approved, it needs to be pre-approved before you purchase it or sign on anything. So make sure you talk to us early. That way we can get the maximum incentive and maximum savings for your new facility.
Excellent. Don't go it alone, folks. That's for sure. Jessica Milsna, just one of the very qualified Focus on Energy advisors across the state. Want to get started or need a little help closing out one of your projects? Reach out to them. FocusOnEnergy.com is the website, or call them direct. 800-762.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ag researchers in Arkansas suggest breeding improvements will pay off better for rice farmers than a bigger crop. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Dr. Lanier Nally in yesterday's show. He and a colleague at the University of Arkansas did a study showing that breeding rice for less kernel breakage will help farmers earn way more than a bigger yield.
Currently, when we have broken kernels, producers get roughly 60% of the value of a whole kernel.
Nally says that's because broken kernels seldom get used for human consumption. He adds that the genetics are already there to improve rice quality to a level that would make a huge difference.
If we could raise all varieties at the state of Arkansas based on historical plantings and historical yields, so not changing yield, we could feed 3.5 million more people through just an increase in head rice yield. When I say just an increase, it's not really increasing because the university already has those genetics. And those genetics were a product of probably 20 years of hard work by our plant breeders and our plant physiologists.
Nally was featured in the Arkansas Food, Farms, and Forests podcast. To hear more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EBOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.